Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we're studying from the book Tikkunei HaZohar, the correction of the Zohar, page 22. In the sixth correction, beginning with Rabbi Elazar got up and said, you are welcome to watch our broadcast. You can also send questions related to the study materials on cab.tv. So the correction of the Zohar, page 22. Beginning with Rabbi Elazar got up and said, there is no English text for it. Rabbi Elazar got up and said, before Israel and the divinity went to exile, how would they keep the sending away of the nest? Rabbi Shimon told him, my son, in order to awaken mercy on those nefeshot, ruchot v'neshamot, souls and spirits that were walking in the exile, they were expelled from their bodies that were ruined. About them it was said that the Creator would build worlds and destroy them. As their bodies remained empty and desolate of them. And the prevention of the blessings up above causes the river to dry and ruin. And it was said that the first temple was ruined and the land became tohu vavohu, desolate and deserted. The second temple was ruined, and there was darkness upon the abyss. And because of those souls that were created before the world was created, and they have no bodies, in order to awaken mercy on them, they would be keeping that mitzvah. He told him, Father, if so, a wise disciple who is from the side of the thought, about whom it was said, Israel came up in the thought to be created, this Torah is the son of the wise disciple. Therefore, why does his wife need Yibum? Since they did not make any distinction, the masters of the Mishnah did not make any distinction between the wise disciples and other people. He told him, my son, of course she needs Yibum for those souls who are walking naked from the 6 days of creation, Genesis. He told him, but it is written that he cannot replace him or convert that good with bad. And that woman that was the Holy of Holies, would she become a nest for one who is not of her kind? As it is said, and the land brought forth all kinds of animals, and she has no composition except from her kind. He told him, my son, the revolutions are the secret of the composition, as one who composes one tree with another tree which is not of the same kind, like those who combine trees together. But the most important is that if he does convert it, it has to be holy for holy. That there is a tree from the side of impurity, which is evil, and because of it, it was said, and he will not convert that good for bad or bad for good. This is the secret of a righteous who is bad, who feels bad, a wicked who feels good. However, if he does convert it, conversion would become holy. By this, we combine holy with holy, and one receives from the other. And this is like loops that are parallel. And one kind with its own kind is a righteous who is good, who feels good. And when that soul that is holy does not find its kind, it is said about it, and the dove did not find a resting place for its foot. This is the secret of the bird's nest, about which it was said he should send away the mother. And she goes and wanders away from her nest. And all of those, the God will do twice or thrice with a man that correspond to the three standings away of the dove. And when she does find a place to dwell there, it was said about her, and she did not return to him anymore. What does it mean? Anymore to come once again with a composition, with a transformation. Because of this, there is a sending away of the nest. It is with the whole of the holy fowls and not with the impure ones that are the souls that are expelled and walk away to evoke mercy upon them. What does he say about them? Even a bird found a home. This is the first revolution which is nefesh. And the dro has a nest, that's the second that she took away her cheeks, that is the third revolution of the soul, and because of that she shall send away, corresponding to Nefesh and Ruach. The M includes the soul about which it was said, and by your crimes your mother was sent away. The mother, the, comes to include the third revolution. Because of this, those who accept guests, who are extra souls that they compose upon themselves on the eve of Shabbat, with shining bodies, with the delight and pleasure in this world, when Neshama and Ruach and Nefesh come out of one's body in this world, so they are received in the next world. And it was said about them, even a bird found a home. One who receives guests willingly, with a complete desire, is merited as though he was accepting the face of divinity. To the extent that he measures people, to that extent he is measured. Rabbi Elazar, his son, came and kissed his hands, and all of the friends bowed down and said, "If I did not come to the world except in order to hear these words, that would be enough for me." In the meantime, Elijah was coming down from above in several camps of souls, and there were several angels around him, and the upper divinity was a crown over all of them, a crown on the head of each righteous. At that time, a voice awakens in the tree up above with a melody, and several birds of souls dwell in its branches, as it says that the tree grew and became stronger. And he said, and it said, "Rabbi, Rabbi, you are a tree who has grown and grew stronger in the Torah. In your branches, who are the holy souls, how many birds dwell there of the holy souls, such as those above? As it says, and in its branches will the birds of the heavens dwell. And how many people down below will make a living out of your composition when it will be revealed down below in the last generation at the end of days? And because of this, you shall call all of the dwellers of the land free." Elijah opened and said, "When the Shabbat comes out, or the good days, and Israel under the governance of Sam and the 70 appointees, and they press Israel, a voice comes out of the heavens and says, 'Yira Beshit.' And this is Bereshit, Genesis, or beginning. You will have busha, shame, from the heavens. And this is Bereshit, Genesis, or creation." The seventh correction. Bereshit, yira, boshet, fear of shame. Woe unto some when the Creator will come to redeem divinity and Israel, her sons. And he claims from him and from 17 nations and their appointees all the troubles that they have caused to Israel in the exile. Because before Israel went to exile, the Creator foretold him that Israel will be destined to come out of their enslavement. And he showed him and the 70 appointees beneath him their reward if they would have respected Israel in the exile. As it says, "And the Lord blessed the house of the Egyptian because of Joseph." But he and his appointees did not pay them honor. Rather, they were shaming them and divinity, as they were telling them all day, "Where is your God?" Because of this, a voice comes out with him each day from the heavens, and it says, "Yira boshet," fear of shame. You should have shame from divinity. You should be fearful of the heavens. You will have shame from the Creator who is the heavens. As it says, "And you shall hear the heavens," and this is Bereshit, Genesis. The eighth correction. Bereshit, Shin, Shamaim, Yire, Bait, fear the home. His, which is Rosh Bait, Yireh, he will be afraid of him in his house. And he and his appointees did not fear him, and they destroyed his house, the first temple and the second temple. Because of this, and the moon Dag, who is a serpent, a fornicating woman. And the sun was ashamed, which is hell, since the serpent, the fornicating woman, destroyed the temple. And the sun, which is hell, the potion of death, burnt the temple. And at the time that the Creator builds them as before, as it says, the Creator, the Lord, builds Jerusalem, at that time and the moon dug and the sun was ashamed. When? At the time of, for the Lord of hosts was the king, since the first temple was done by men. And because of that, they were able to rule them. Because if the Lord does not build a home, its builders have worked on it in vain. And because the last building, the last temple would be by the Creator, it would stand. It would stand. About this, the verse said, great will be the glory of this last temple, more than the first one. At that time that the building, the temple, would be built by the Creator up above and down below, it was said about the upper and lower divinity that the light of the moon would be like the light of the sun. And the moon dug, and the sun was ashamed, who are the females of Sam. And because Sam did not fear the Creator, who is the heavens, and his spouse did not fear his divinity, which is his land. As it says, that the heavens became like smoke, and the land wore out like a clove. This is Sam and his partner. The ninth correction. Bereshit, Yira, Shabbat, fear the Shabbat, which is divinity, about which it says, those who defile her shall be put to death, since enemies entered her space, which is the Holy of Holies. And it says, he defiled the temple of the Lord, defiled the kingdom and its ministers. And a maiden entered, or handmaid entered, the place of the maiden, which is menstruation, a slave, a prostitute. And she defiled her place, the place of the resting place of divinity. And a voice was coming down and saying, fear the Shabbat. But she did not do so, rather defiled the kingdom and its ministers, and the divinity ran away from there. At that time, they were making fun of her, and the handmaid said, isn't that like what Sarai did to her handmaid? As it says, I ran away from Sarai, my maiden. The Creator said, the daughter of a wicked. Even though Sarai expelled her, I had mercy over her and her son. But you did not do so. Rather, you repaid bad for good. I swear to pass away the kingdom of evil from the world. And there would be no joy before me until they would be lost from the world. At that time, there would be joy before me, as it says, that there would be singing when the villains, the wickeds are lost. The tenth correction, Bereshit Shir Ta'ev. This is the finest song of all songs, the most desirable of all songs, about which it is said, this is the song of songs of Solomon, of the king, that peace is his. And that song, when will it awaken? At a time that Sam and his evil appointees will be lost from the world. At that time, Moses will sing. It doesn't say Moses sang, it says he will sing. And that song of back then rose in the mouth. But a song is certainly the wisdom of Solomon. At that time, and the wisdom of Solomon was plentiful, because at that time the land was full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. And who elevates her to her place? This is Moses. And this is the secret of the words, then Moses will sing. By to what degree does he raise here? This is the crown of the Tlisha, which is a direct Yud. And it rose from the hay of Moshe, and it dwells upon the Rosh of the Vav, and it becomes the crown of the Zayin, and he elevates her up to the place from which she was carved. When it rises towards the upper Yud, it is called a male song, and when she comes down towards the hay, she's called Shira, a song with hay at the end. As it says, then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord, as it says, a stone despised by the builders, which is the stone that struck the statue of the idol worshipping. At that time that the icon of the idol worshipping was struck with the form of an evil image, it was said about it, and the stone that struck the icon became a great mountain, and it filled up the entire world. As it says, the whole earth is full of his glory. And so she rose until no place was found for her, and the angels were asking because of her, where is the place of his glory to worship him? And they found no measure for her, until they said, blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place, because she rose all the way to En Sof, which is the Yud of the Rosh of the Aleph. And where did she rise? On the middle pillar, which is the Vav, a crown over his head. When the crown rises over his head, it is said about her, a successful woman is the crown of her husband. When she comes down below him, she is called his spouse, his unification. That is the keter of up above, the keter, the crown of the book of Torah. Because of her, it says that I shall use the taga chalaf. This is the point of the kamatz aleph down below, like this one. It's unification. Up above, it is like this one. The keter, or the crown over the book of the Torah. Down below, it's like this one, the point of the Torah. Because of her, it was said, speaking from the beginning, the end. When she lives among them, they say, from his place he will turn to his nation with his mercy. When she departs from them, they ask, where is the place of his glory to worship him? And at that time that she rises, all the animals shall set their wings loose. And when does she rise up above? When Israel are standing still. As it says, when they stand still, their wings will be loose. Since she rises all the way to En Sof to borrow food from the cause of all causes. And when she comes down full of all of the abundance. At that time, the animals open up their wings for her to receive her with joy, with several songs and praises. And to what place does she come down? In the letter Vav, which is in the middle of the Aleph, the middle pillar, in which they call him Shema Israel, Hear, O Israel, Shir Kel, the song of the Lord. And at that time that she comes down, what does it say about the animals? And I shall hear the sound of their wings. Elijah rose and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, please repeat it or change your speaking. Certainly when she rises, all the animals sing for her with several songs and praises, and she rises over all of them up to En Sof, as it says, many girls were successful, but you have superseded all of them, until Israel called her down below with the Kriyat Shema for her to come down to them. And by what do they call her? With her partner, who is the Vav, Israel Saba. And he is Shirkel, the song of the Lord, his song, that if you don't call her with it, she does not come down upon them. And at that time that she comes down, they tie her with the prayer of the hand down below, so that she will be tied with him. And the secret of this thing is that his soul will be tied to his soul, and the knot of the two of them is the shuruk down below. And up above there is the chain of the tefillin over his head. In the secret of the te'amim, she is called tnua, movement. From the side that the nekuda is the yichud, unification, and she must be prolonged to a movement which is a quarter, up to En Sof up above, and she needs to be brought down to the chirik, up to no end, to crown her over the lower ones. And in the Shuruk, she should be united with her husband. And in the Cholam, she is a crown over his head. And in the Chirik, she is a throne beneath him. And in the Shuruk, he is a unification. It is a unification for him, like this one, the Vav. And when she is up above, there is a Keter, a crown over his head. And she is the daughter coming down beneath his feet. And she is his in his unification, sitting by him. The Shuruk becomes his knot, and when the klipot of those statues needs to be broken, it says about her, Shva Tevil, and he came, and in her you shall break their statues. However, her unification is in a point of Shuruk, Vav, which is Yesod Chei Olamim, Yesod that lives forever. The 18 blessings of the prayer, and at the time that they are in one unification, Israel must stand in prayer secretly. And this is the circuit that they brought her secretly, and because of this, when Israel stand to evoke in her the 18 blessings secretly, to bestow upon her the blessings, it is says about the animals that as they stand, their wings will be loose, since their wings must not make a sound, as it says about Chana, about whom it was said, and her voice was not heard. And so should Israel unite with their spouse secretly, silently, with humility, with fear, with trembling, with shame, as it was said, as one forced by the devil, shed, which is shed from Shari. At that time, it is passed away from the gate. This is the secret of the mezuzah about which it was said, and you shall write upon the mezuzot of your house. Mezuzot is written with zaz mot, zaz mavet, death shall move away. And if its voice is heard, immediately, as it says, sin lies at the door. And moreover, he is small in faith. And there is a reason why it was said, anyone who sounds his voice in his prayer, it is because he is small in faith. At that time that the Creator unites with his divinity, all the animals receive from each other blessings, and they are all in holiness. Because of that, they made holy blessings to the Kala, to the bride. And against the blessing and the holiness and unification of the Creator, so Israel need to have their unification in blessing and holiness. And so all the nourishment should be with blessing and holiness. And there is no sanctity in less than 10, which is the Yud. And because the ring of the Yud is like this one, the final Mem, the bride is sanctified in it. And it must be put on her finger, which is the image of the letter Vav, and then it becomes Zayin. And we need to have two witnesses that correspond to He and He. And when she is a ring at the end of the finger, and she becomes Zayin, at that time she needs to be blessed with the 7 blessings that the bride inherits. At that time that they unite, he shall kiss me from the kisses of his mouth. What are the kisses of his mouth? 2 lips are his, and 2 are hers. Those are the 4 wings of the animals about which it was said, and their 4 wings shall become 1 for them. And when his 2 faces, 2 panim, are included, and 2 of hers, and the 4 arms of all of both of them, it is said about them, and there are 4 panim faces to 1, and 4 wings to 1 for them. And these are the 4 faces of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The 4 wings of Adni, in one connection, Havaya-Adni. When the letters join, it is called Hashmal. Chayot Eshmelelelot, speaking animals of fire. They speak, sometimes they're silent, sometimes they speak. Because of them, it is says, one who answers Amen is greater than one who blesses. Because they connect the bride and the bridegroom, 8 letters as 1. Those 4 animals are Adni. These are the lion, the ox, and the man. The lion takes upon himself the yud in the moach, and when he is on the right, he says about him, and the face of the lion is on the right, to the four of them. One who wants to grow smarter shall go to the left, to the south. The ox is to the left, corresponding to the heart. Hay is the vanity of the heart. There, the creator hides. There is the creator's hiding of gold. At that time that there is hay in the lev, wants to grow, who wants to become rich, shall go north. Yud hay is fear and love. Ab ve'ima, the arm of the right and the left, and he shall pass our chesed and gvua that rise up to the counting of 72 words, and rio, 216 letters of the 72 names. This is the secret of vayabor, the ibur of the two of them. Vav is the Torah that is in the mouth, and by the spirit of the mouth it flies over the eagle. The eagle is the nose. Her two wings are two lips. And about her it was said, for the bird of the heaven shall deliver the voice, and the one who has wings shall speak. This is the middle pillar, since Chochmah and Binah are hidden in the mind and heart, in love and fear. And Torah without love and fear does not fly upward. And the Keter, on it depend the life of the sons and their nourishments. It is the fortune, the luck of everyone, but it does not depend on the luck. Because of this, it says, living sons and nourishments, this does not depend on the merit, but rather it depends on the luck, since chesed is zchut, merit. The small hay is the image of men. In her, Havaya is complete, and it is the hay of the holy Malchut. It is a mitzvah. The doing or the keeping of mitzvot, commandments, which dwells in the 248 organs, and the Torah and mitzvah are upon them, as it is said, and those that are revealed are to us. And Torah and mitzvah without fear and love cannot rise and stand before the Yud Kei. It is the inclusion or sum total of everything. And over everything there is Adam, Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is the thought that raises everything up to Ein Sof. In Malchut, everything is completed up and down. It is included of the four portions of the reading of Shema, which are 248 words with the Lord is a trustworthy king. In order for them not to have a break, they appointed the public representative to say, the Lord your God is truth. And when Israel say, hear, of course, the animals let loose their wings. In what place? In the wings of the mitzvah, about which it was said, over the four wings is your cover, with which you shall cover. This is like the apron in whom bells and rimonim stand against the links and the knots, and the edges of the coat correspond to the wings of the mitzvah. These are five knots that correspond to, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. These correspond to the five strings of the violin of David that was playing by itself. The 13 links are counted as one, as the voice of the melody rises in one. And this is Chai, living among the links and the knots on one side. This is as it says, and the throne was prepared by mercy. Because one who covers with the covering of the mitzvah, it's as if he has set his throne for the Creator. This is Havaya Adni. Each one of them has four panim, faces, and four wings that together are 64. And the eight letters of Havaya Adni are counted as 72. And the wings of the mitzvah teach a secret, as they are four threads to each side, corresponding to the four panim and four wings of each animal. And with the small counting of Chanoch, it is Shadi. Then he will sing everywhere. And it was said, anyone who diminishes shall diminish no less than 7, and anyone who adds shall add no more than 13. And those 7 correspond to the 7 days of Genesis, implying the 7 names Avigatats. Above them it says, the seraphs stand above it, 6 wings, 6 wings to each one, and in them the prayer flies upward. They are the name Membet, corresponding to the 42 names that are in the tefillin of the hand and the tefillin of the head. About them it was said, and all the nations of the world shall see that the name of the Lord was called upon you. These are the jewelries of the bride. The tefillin of the Rosh, the head, are the crown of gold at the head of the bride. And the tefillin of the hand are the ring of the arm, since the bride is adorned with her jewelry. Her bridegroom needs to be summoned, as it says here, O Israel, and they are in the canopy. The holy nation must rise and stand beneath them, or be with the chazan, the cantor, and bless them with 7 blessings, and the bridegroom should bless the bride first in the kiddushim, the matrimony. And when the holy nation and the cantor stand to bless them, the holy animals that were playing with their wings shall set their wings loose. The shin of this prayer is the upper imma. Sorry, the shin of the tefillin is the upper imma. About her it was said, and all the nations of the world shall see that the name of the Lord was called upon you, and they shall fear you. The shin, her letters, are counted as shin samech. The hay of the dark hand is shasa, 365, and ramach, 248 mitzvot that are included in the 248 words of the hearing of Shema in the 4 portions. Together, they are 613. About them it was said, this is my name for eternity, and this is my memory for generation and generation. Shmi, my name with Yud-Kei is 365. Zichri, my memory with Vav-Kei is Ramach, 248. And altogether, it's 613. The Torah is the name of the Creator. The Tzitzit is the throne. The Tfilin is the Creator who descends upon the throne, who is called upon in the hearing of, in the prayer of Shema. Thus, the Creator sits on the throne, and we need to stand for Him in the prayer, in the standing prayer. His free armies come with singing and praises. At the time that He is upon His throne, what do they say? The Lord is a king sitting upon His throne of mercy and behaving in piously. This correction is for the complete righteous who set the throne for the Creator in the tzitzit and bring it down in the tefillin, and they stand before Him to pray. For the intermediate ones, the tzitzit and the tefillin are like an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load. And on Shabbat it was said about them, so that your donkey and your ox may rest. For the wicked, they are the connection to all those who accuse them, since they thus are the 10 lower ktarim, crowns, since the Lord has created one against the other. But the lower ktarim are a klipot, shells, with respect to the upper ktarim, in whom the 10 letters clove in the prayer, as they are bound beneath Him as the lower ktarim. And at the time that the righteous are corrected with the wings of the mitzvah and the tefillin, the lower ktarim, crowns, are bound beneath them. The king comes, and at that time the king shall enter his palace, which is Adni, like this one, Havaya Adni. Thus the king is in his temple. One who wants to make his request shall enter. Because of this, it says, Adni, open up my lips. In the first 3, a person should arrange his praise like a slave who arranges his praise before his master. These 3 write all of the merits. And the last 3 seal. Because of this, a person must be in them like a slave who received a reward from his master, and he goes away. There is the receptacle of the seal of the connection, and this is the Holy Malchut. In the middle ones, we need to ask. There is Vav and Vav, six and six. One is from the masters of the writing, and one is from the masters of the signing. They are the upper Vav and the lower Vav. Altogether, these are 12 joints. The first three are the head and the two arms. The bottom three are the body and the two shins. Thus, one departs from the king, and therefore he has to go back, stepping, taking three steps backwards, as it says, and he collected his feet to the bed.